17 people in New Westminster are suspected to have died of illicit drug toxicity deaths in the first 8 months of 2022. Preliminary reporting released by the BC Coroner's Service shows that the toxic drug supply claimed the lives of at least 169 British Columbians in August 2022, bringing the total number of lives lost in 2022 to 1,468. Data is subject to change as additional toxicology results are received. The illicit drug market continues to pose immense risks to people across our province, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said in a news release. People in communities across BC are continuing to lose friends, family members and colleagues to the unprecedented toxicity of the unregulated drug supply. I extend my sincere condolences to all of those grieving the loss of a loved one. The 17 illicit drug toxicity deaths reported in New Westminster in the September 28 coroner's report is an increase from the 15 deaths reported by the coroner's service from January to July 2022. The coroner's service told the record the numbers reported are preliminary and are subject to change because it can take several months to complete investigations. According to the coroner's service, the 169 suspected illicit drug toxicity deaths in August represents a 12% decrease from the total reported in July 2022, 193. The number of illicit drug toxicity deaths in August 2022 equates to about 5.5 deaths per day. At least 150 illicit drug-related deaths have been recorded in BC in every month since October 2020, with the exception of June 2022. When 149 deaths were reported, said the coroner's service. The BC Coroner's Service's latest report included a table about the illicit drug toxicity death rates, with Vancouver having experienced the highest number of deaths, 351, between January and August 2022. That was followed by Surrey, 152, Greater Victoria, 101, Kamloops, 66, Abbotsford, 65, Central Okanagan, 61, Greater Nanaimo and Prince George, 48, Burnaby, 44, Tri-Cities and Langley, 34, Vernon, 31, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, 29, Chilliwack, 26, Richmond, 23, Comox Valley, Mission and Penticton, 21, Delta and Alberni, Clayoquot, 20, and Greater Campbell River and Cowichan Valley South, 18. The coroner's service states that no deaths have been reported at supervised consumption or drug overdose prevention sites. A health contact center, which opened in at 40 Begbie Street in downtown New West in April 2021, provides a variety of services, including witnessed consumption, harm reduction supplies, referrals to treatment centers and health services, and drug testing.